With some assistance from a few cancer survivors, Kenai Mayor Pat Porter summed up why this latest addition to CPH is so important with four letters.
We will never have to leave our homes for radiation treatment again. Thank
you. Porter has been leaving home a lot herself recently, undergoing regular radiation treatments in Anchorage. The sign held up to the crowd Wednesday afternoon came from her own living room and served as a reminder for just how important that place is.
You must make choices for extended stay with relatives or friends, rent hotel rooms, fly back and forth on a daily basis or on a weekly basis, take leave from employment, and the list goes on.
The Oncology Center is just one part of a bigger effort to provide more and more specialized services at the borough-owned hospital. This spring, the Borough Assembly approved spending $3 million for design on a new office building that will provide yet more services. The hospital's CEO, Rick Davis, says that as the age of Peninsula residents grows steadily older, the need for those services will grow right along with it.
The fact that our older segment is the fastest growing, you know, points to the fact that we're going to need more cancer services, more orthopedic, you know, more joint replacements. Cardiology needs are going to grow. So, you know, for the next 10 to 15 years, those are going to be very fast growing needs. You know, what happens in 20 years, I'll be there needing it by that time. So
after a few short speeches by other hospital officials and dignitaries, the ribbon was cut and the crowd was ushered in for a look by the center's clinical director, John Halligan.
And you can stop and ask questions if you have any questions, or you can feel free to tour as you'd like. This is our welcome room, and we try to start the healing before the healing begins. So we want you to feel welcome and feel warm. We don't have the fireplace on today. But we want it to be a warm and welcoming place for patients.
The place looks typically clinical, but with little touches here and there, which have been designed specifically to provide a warm, welcoming environment for patients.
Now inside, you'll go around the corner. This is called the vault, and it is a lot of concrete. If you haven't seen the walls, they're about 4 feet thick, some places as thick as 8 feet. So it's really protecting the outside from the radiation on the inside.
Moving on inside to where the actual treatments will be done, a video was playing that explained the science involved with zapping cancerous cells with radiation from a linear accelerator. The head of the department, Jan Weiler, explains that patients will lie under a ceiling painted and lit to look like a view of the sky through a forest.
So all of our blocking is internal inside the head of the machine, so we can manipulate the radiation and shape it to actually form the tumor area or tumor bed area that we want to treat three-dimensionally. So, yeah, you don't feel anything, see anything. The machine does make kind of a little buzzing or clicking noise, and that is it.
The price tag for the new center was about $10 million. A team of three physicians will serve around 200 patients per year. Reporting from Soldotna, I'm Shaylin Cochran.